Well, hello, it's season 5, and we are super excited that you are here as we dig into one of my favorite subjects. This season, we will be chatting with some amazingly smart and influential people in and around the arts and entertainment industry about something I like to call the inner critic. Who is this mean voice that constantly tries to stop us? And how do we confront it and kick it out of our way? From therapists to deliverance ministers to fashion icons and entrepreneurial geniuses, we are going to talk about that inner voice that wants to stop our creative passions and hinder our ability to shift culture. Head on over to my website, lindseymorgan.co, and use the promo code LOVE for 50% off the Crushing Your Inner Critic Masterclass. And now, let's get to that conversation with this week's incredible guests about their journey with the inner critic.
Hi, guys. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I'm so excited to be back interviewing some of the most amazing people in and around Hollywood. And today, I have quite another treat for you. This is my friend, Shaquila Stewart. Hi, Shaquila.
Hey. I'm so happy to be here.
I'm so really, truly grateful that you're here. It's going to be amazing. You have such powerful stories, and I'm just so excited to share you with the world. So Shaquila is, and she's going to tell us a little bit more about what this means, but she is a confidence and presence coach for female entertainers, which is very cool. And she's also the founder of a movement called Walk This Way, Inc. So Shaquila, can you start out and tell us what is a confidence and presence coach? I'm super interested.
Yeah. So thank you. First of all, thank you so much for having me. And I'm so excited. You are so amazing. You have spoken so many amazing words in my life. So I'm excited to get something out this interview too for me.
Amen, girl. Kingdom.
I'm so excited. You are just amazing. But a confidence and presence coach is someone who helps female entertainers show up as their authentic self. So that's what I do with female entertainers. I help them grow in their faith, their identity, and their purpose so that they can have a lasting and healthy career in entertainment. So really helping them get deep, 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 go deep into their truth and knowing that they can go into different spaces and not conform to the atmosphere, but shift the atmosphere. And also knowing that, you know, a no won't make you and a yes won't break you. So it's really, we know how the industry could be tough, but just letting them know that they're enough. So yeah, that's a confidence and presence coach, just showing up as your best self.
That is, I interview a lot of people on this show that are in the entertainment industry. And I know who to send them to, because what you're saying is so needed and so powerful, because you're right. This industry is a little intense.
Yes.
So that's powerful to help them get to their true selves and to show up as who they are. I love that. That's so powerful. Now, Walk This Way, is that the same thing or that's different?
So Walk This Way is my company, but I'm actually a coach under Walk This Way Movement.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so it's a benefit corporation and it's designed to help women and teen girls build self-esteem and confidence. So under Walk This Way Movement, we do motivational speaking, mentorship programs, and coaching. And so our signature workshop is Chin Up, You Got This.
Oh, yeah. I've seen
that. Okay. Yeah. So that's our 2-hour empowerment workshop. And we do that with individuals. We do it with churches, youth organizations, and corporations. And so what is it is we do a series of affirmations. I teach them posture, presence, and personality technique. Yes. They do a dance routine, which teaches you perseverance. And then at the end, everyone works the runway. And so the runway represents that you're walking towards, you know, your dream, your purpose, and your future, and you're letting go of everything that is holding you back. So it's a really great workshop to build confidence, engagement, and just honestly, too, most importantly, more than confidence, but it's just a safe space for women to be themselves. You know, and to know, like, no matter where you are in life, it's your runway. So walk this way.
Wow.
You know, yeah, walk towards self-worth, walk towards your dreams, walk towards your purpose, And so I did a lot of walking growing up. So I actually started Walk This Way movement in Chicago, Illinois, and I expanded it and moved it to LA in 2017.
Wow. I'm like over here. I know earlier we were talking and there were some teary eyes going on, but like, I was like, I might need this.
Yeah.
I mean, that is so powerful, Shaquila. And like, I took a dance class about 2 years ago, where the girl was really trying to help people like kind of get out, like, you know, like sometimes you get a little stuck in a little thing, whatever it is, you know, an inner critical, like, you know, that's my word, but you know, like just a lie, you get stuck in a lie somewhere. And she was like, you know, making us do these dances, and it really was freeing. It was very freeing. Something popped off of me, something opened up in me that needed to be opened up. And I couldn't even tell you exactly what it was, but it was something about what you're saying. It was like a self-worth thing. And so, man, you're really onto something there. That is really powerful. So is this in person or is it online now because of the COVID stuff? Or?
So I do both in person and online as well.
Wow.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so at schools, as I said, churches, youth organizations, and women conferences as well, just to get women thinking positive thoughts about themselves, because a lot of women, including myself, you know, deal with a lot of imposter syndrome, you know, and you really, which is, again, is such a lie, because you're like, really, that's not the truth. Right. And so I'll share with you why I started Walk This Way movement. So in 2010, I was 26 years old.
Okay.
And my mother, she passed away. So during that time, I was modeling and acting. So I'm not thinking about no kids or any of that. But I had to adopt my 10-year-old brother.
I didn't know that.
I had no money or anything. I still, to this day, it was me, the lawyer, and the judge, and my brother. And I'm like, God, how am I going to take care of this kid? Like, this is not my background. I don't have any kids. I don't know what to do, but I did it because I wanted my brother. I never wanted him to be separated from our family. So that was my motivation. Let him know you loved, you're going to be taken care of, you know? And so when I did that and everything was working out well, I said, wait a minute, I'm not afraid. I'm like, fear is a lie.
That's right.
I was like, there are so many obstacles that women are forced to conquer. Why don't we go after our dreams and conquer those things as well?
Wow.
So that really pushed me to say, hey, I'm starting to Walk This Way movement. I'm getting women together and rally them up and say, obstacles coming your way every day that you're conquering that you don't ask for. Mm. Use that same strength and go after the things that you want as well. And so that's how I came up with Walk This Way movement. But I came up with the techniques, the affirmation, because we know you need to self-worth in order to vouch after your dreams, right? You know, you need to feel good. When your posture is good, you feel good. Mm-hmm. You know, when you show up with good presence, you change the atmosphere, you set the tone for your day. Mm-hmm. But we know obstacles are going to come too. So that's why we dance to push through it. And of course, you work the runway to celebrate what you've accomplished. And then you build community with other women. So that was why I started it.
Wow. Wow, that is such a powerful story. I mean, that is so, I just love the dichotomy of like, things are going to come against us, which we all know have, but like, and we're good at conquering that, but we don't often take that same conquering spirit or that same perseverance or that same overcoming spirit and push it towards our dreams. I mean, that is revelatory, Shaquila. That's, I've really not heard that. That's amazing. I'm like, really, wow, that's really powerful. Do you have a book about that?
Well, yeah, it's in my book, Chin Up, You Got This. It's available on my website and it's available on Amazon as well.
Okay.
So yes, it's Chin Up, You Got This. So I share my story in there just to women about, you know, walking towards self-worth, your dreams and your purpose. But funny story is when I moved to LA, with Walk This Way movement, I teach women that you're overcoming obstacles through the art of walking in heels.
Oh, cute.
Right, cute, right? And telling women, okay, the heel represents that your obstacles in life are working as your strength, because we know heels hurt when you walk in them.
girl. They do. They
yeah, but
honest girl.
Yeah, they do. They hurt when you walk in them, but they make you feel good. You know, they make you feel confident. You have very posture. So I'm like, ladies, put on your heels and walk this way. Right. I get to LA and God is like, you know, you didn't overcome these obstacles walking in heels, don't you? So why are you telling the ladies that you need to be more real with them, Shaquila? You have to be more authentic. So I really had to go through like a breaking point and really kind of get over myself and get deeper into my meaning of really why, like, God, you're the one who saved me. You're the one who brought me out. Like, really get deep with the women and let them know the truth. And so I wouldn't say, to be honest, that I was comfortable doing that at first. But once I really got in God and I let down my guard and, you know, I just became more honest with myself. You can't lose when you tell the truth.
Yeah, that's right.
And once I just started telling the truth, it's like, I'm on a mission now. I'm like, no, God, they need the truth, because the truth is what's going to set them free. The truth is what's going to stand. Mm-hmm. So it definitely was a journey moving here and starting Walk This Way movement. And it's been good. It's been good.
Yeah. No, I mean, I love that. I love both, to be honest, because I think, like I said, with the dance thing that God had me go to, I needed like whatever that was. You know, I'm really good, Shaquila, at like digging in for the truth, like being really honest and really authentic and really vulnerable. But I kind of needed some fun. I needed a little play to break some of that off too. So I think I think the fact that you're doing both is really powerful, you know, that like you're doing this, like this dance or even like the heels and stuff. Like, it's like you said, it's cute and it's powerful, but God wanted you to add the vulnerability piece too. And I think that's powerful, because sometimes I can get stuck over here in the vulnerability side and like, I need a little fun, or I need a little, you know, what you're saying. So I love that you bring both of those together, you know, and you dig deep and you tell the real raw stories, which you're right, people need to hear. And that's why I felt like the Lord wanted me to do an expose on the inner critic, which I thought, nobody wants to listen to this, God. Nobody wants to talk about self-hatred. Nobody wants to talk about the inner critic. And God said to me, nobody wanted to talk about shame either until Brené Brown did.
Yeah.
Like, okay, Papa, you know? And so I love that. Just the kind of, you know, vulnerability, like tell them the truth. Cause you have real stories of overcoming, which most of us have not overcome what you've overcome. And that's powerful. It's so powerful. And yet you have this playful side to you. I love watching your Instagram. You know, I'm like, I want to be like her. You know, you've got your cute dress on and your heels and you're like celebrating your birthday. And I'm like, I need her to teach me how to be like that. You know what I mean? Because so it's cool that you can do both. You know, that's just really, really powerful. I'd love for you to share like a little bit about your growing up, just the parts that you want to, but how God used somebody on TV to really give you hope in a time where you were struggling. And then I just think it's cool because now you work in entertainment and you're giving little girls hope. But can you share that part of the story?
Yeah. And you know what is so funny, that the way you connected it, because I've never connected it back to the story. So growing up, I was in foster care from ages 6 to 8. And I was with a loving family. You know, a lot of people talk about like foster care being such a negative thing. But to be honest, I was in a very loving home, a very structured family. Like, they would have even adopted me. It was a great family. Now, don't get me wrong. I did miss my family because I was 6 and I was there from ages 6 to 8. So I knew my family. And I remember one night I prayed. I'm like, God, please send me back home to my family. Like, I want to be back. I love everybody. I'm a good kid. Like, I want to be back with my family. And my great aunt, she adopted me. And so I was like happy to be back with my family because they're amazing. Like, I love them. Right. And so then I get in fourth grade and my teacher, she tells the entire class that I'm adopted and that my aunt isn't my real aunt. And so one of the girls like teased me like, that's why you don't have a real family and all this and that, you know. And it really made me think that that's the way people of influence saw me. Like, it made me look in the mirror and say, you know, when people see me, they don't see my gifts or talents. They don't see me as special. They see me, you know, as an orphan or as a reject, I guess, you know, for lack of better words. And so I started believing that a little bit. But then I discovered that I shared the same birthday as Oprah. For real. My cousin told me, actually, and I was like, oh my gosh, everybody, I share the same birthday as Oprah. After that, I just knew that I was going to be great. I knew that God had a great plan for me. And I just knew it. My confidence changed because I felt that I had something in common with somebody who was, you know, special and who was successful. And I was like, wow, I'm special. You know, I got the same birthday as Oprah, you know. And I just want to tell people that's listening is that I just pray for your hope today. You know, I know what it's like to feel like things are hopeless and that it's not going to get better as a kid. And that's a lot as a kid to feel that, but kids feel it.
Sure.
You know, and to any child that may be listening, you know, I just want to let you know too, that it's not going to always be like this, and to love yourself and to, you know, have hope. And it don't matter when your birthday was, you know, you're still special. Like, you are special and you have a great purpose. You just got to keep going.
Yes.
You know, you just got to keep going. You got to keep living. You got to listen to whoever taking care of you. Listen to them, you know, and find mentors and different things like that. So, you know, that was a fight that I think started where I was like, oh, I got to prove myself. I got to show them that I'm going to be somebody. And it's just like, you know what? We were all created to be somebody. I was going to be somebody, whether I was raised with my parents or not. That's the truth. I was going to be in Hollywood, even if I was raised with both of my parents, because God gave me these gifts, you know. But I will say now my true success story is that I'm healed from that. And, you know, my identity is not in, oh, I was foster child, not raised with my parents, or an orphan, or any of those negative words that the enemy will try to use to block me from feeling worthy. You know, worthy of the best, you know, saying you deserve the best. So that was something that I really struggled growing up. Like, oh, you deserve the best. I had to really know that I was worthy of that, you know. And just tell the audience, I just want to tell you, you're worthy. And I hope you believe me, you know, because sometimes people just need to hear that you're worthy. Like, you're not defined by your circumstances. Sometimes you just need to hear that.
It's true.
Yeah, it's true.
Thank you for sharing that, Shaquila. As you were talking, I felt like the Lord brought up a story of for me that he wanted me to share. And it was different than yours, but I was born without like female organs. I know it's kind of intense, but it feels intense for me to say. It's not intense for other people. But and so an issue I always had was I don't feel worthy of like a good husband, because I couldn't have children. And so, and I thought that meant something was wrong with me. I mean, there was like obviously something physically missing, but that then impacted my emotional, you know, or my mind and my heart of believing I was worthy. Same issue, completely different circumstances where these lies came in, you know, the enemy came in to kind of just try to keep us back, you know, try to tell us that we're not worthy. And it's like completely different circumstances. So anyone listening, you might not have been a foster care, you might not have been born without like a few more organs, but like you literally had something happen at some point that then made you think you weren't worthy, which is the biggest lie ever. It's the biggest lie ever. And I've had to work through a lot, you know. I know you've had a long process and I've had a long process of, you know, having to work through, you know, the fact that I can't have children doesn't make me unworthy of, you know, having an amazing husband, you know? And so it's just, so it's the enemy. He loves that lie. He loves that lie, and he'll get in there any way he can, you know?
You need to adopt the Shaquila. No.
I know. I mean, girl,
But you know what the thing is, what God has let me know lately, and I've seen is so much in my life, And I wish I could share what recently happened to me, but I can't share it just yet. But stay tuned, because it just shows where we are weak, God is made strong.
Yeah.
So where you may sink, where your area of weakness, God is like, pray my strength over it, my favor, and watch how I make it beautiful.
Yes.
You know, you might not have this, but God is saying, pray my favor over it and watch what happens. Mary, she couldn't have had Jesus without God's favor.
Yeah, exactly.
Joseph wasn't going to do it.
Right.
It took the favor of God. And yeah. So with me not having my biological parents, and then, you know, my mother passing, who adopted me, God has been really made strong in my ear, in the area of my life, and bringing me family, you know, and making me know, like, daughter, you're so worthy. You're so loved, you know, and even we say self-love a lot, but God is like, it's too much pressure to put on yourself all the time about self-love. Just know I love you. And I made you enough, and we are enough through him. And just even hearing your story more and more, and just listen to mine, it's like, God, you just so real. The more and more I think about it, I'm like, God, you are just so real.
Yeah.
Like, this is, we didn't make this up. Like, I'm talking to somebody that's real. You know what I mean? Like, God is so real. And so thank you for sharing your story too. That's amazing. I didn't know that. Like, God is, he is so real.
And I mean, neither of us should be here. You know what I mean? In a way, you know, without, like you said, when you lose hope for things, it can really take, people out, honestly. And, you know, like the fact that, yeah, we've overcome some big things and we're still here, like ready to thrive, you know, like, and I do feel like that for both of us, you know, this. And so, yeah, I love that you felt hope before we even got on the call. You said, you know, remind me to speak about hope, because a lot of people are feeling hopeless. And I've felt hopeless in my life before, a lot, actually. But we got to keep going. I love that you said that, like, one foot in front of the other, you know, one sassy little shoe in front of the other, just keep going, because God will come in, and he'll do it. He's done it in my life. I know he's done it in yours. And so, yeah, I mean, he is very real.
Yeah. Keep going. And it's just like, I was just telling some of my friends too, like, you know, if you need to take a step back from a big opportunity to get your personal life in order, that's okay.
Yes.
You know, it's okay to take a seat back and just say, you know what? You guys might talk about me. I might look crazy, but I got to make sure that I'm in order.
Yeah.
You know, because a lot of people now are like a lot stressed out and just overworking and just trying to make stuff happen. And, you know, I was guilty of it too, but just, my outlet has just been prayer, you know, and community and his word, just constantly, you know, inviting that into my life and in my situation. So I just encourage anybody that's listening, like, you know, like you said, just keep going one foot in front of the other. And if you do need to stop, you cry it out and get back up, you know, chin up, you got this. And and just a funny story about chin up, you got this. I don't know how much time we got.
Good. Keep going, girl. It's great.
Okay. But so, oh my gosh. A few years ago, I went through this heartbreak. Oh my gosh. And you know, in your 30s, heartbreak is hard. It ain't the same as when you're 16. In your 30s, you're like, I supposed to be doing it. I don't got it in me no more to make it through no heartache. This too much. Like, what? It was too much. And so everybody I talk to, all of my friends are like, chin up. You got this. Chin up. Chin up. And I was so mad at them. I was like, I'm like, oh, now you know. Oh, you guys know what I talk about now. Like, I'm like, but chin up wasn't going to do it, because I was on the floor and I didn't think I was going to get up. And that's the truth. It was so much. But one of my friends was like, feel it. And I had to feel it. And that's when I learned it's a process to walking with your chin up, to even get to the point where you can just have enough posture to put your chin up first. And so it's just, again, having those real moments, having those real moments with your women and just letting them know, yeah, girl, I was heartbroken. I gave this guy a lot of me. And, you know, it's just like, whoa, it was just so, it was a lot, but you know, I overcame it and it really pushed me to go deeper in my heart and really work on some different things that I was dealing with too, mm-hmm. that I didn't know. So it ended up working in my favor. But again, just ladies, you know, have your, be honest with yourself. Mm-hmm. If you hurting, it's okay. But, you know, talk to a friend, talk to a counselor. But then if you walking in confidence and stuff is working for you, own that too. Mm-hmm. You know, on both of them. So yeah, so chin up, you got this.
Good word, girl. It's a good word. I've had experiences like that too. I mean, you know, when you were talking about like, if you're walking one foot in front of the other, and then you have to pause to like sort your heart, your mind, your circumstance, your life, whatever it is, you know, I would not have done that unless the Lord kind of tricked me into it. You know how he does sometimes. And you know, I was cruising along in my career, making really good money, like all the things. And I felt the Lord, you know, said, I said, Lord, I really want to be healed in this area. You know, for me, it's always been a struggle with like romantic relationships and men. And, you know, and I felt like not right after that, but around that time, the Lord led me away from my job where I'd made the most money I'd ever made in my life, you know, had the most in my savings account, all the things, girl, debt paid off, all the things. So I thought I was going on like a 3-week break from work, and it ended up being about 6 years. Now I've done freelance and stuff, but I mean, barely made it financially, but he was more concerned about my heart and my soul and my mind getting healed than he was about me having money. So, and I'm so glad I've just kind of come through that. I feel like, and I feel like this year is going to kind of open up a lot in that way. And I'm excited. But I'm so glad he stopped me, Shaquille. I'm so glad that he stopped me and wanted to heal some of that stuff up, because there was a lot of stuff there and he wanted to heal that stuff up so that the rest of my life, I can, you know, I can move a little bit differently. And so I hear you on that. Like sometimes he wants you to pause, might not be for 6 years. And I went to history school and wrote book. Like, it's not like I didn't do anything for 6 years. I did a lot, but I didn't make a lot of money through those 6 years, you know? And so sometimes he will kind of stop a part of our life for a minute so he can really sort some things with us. And it's his kindness, right? Because he wants us to prosper. He does. The Bible says he wants us to prosper as our soul prospers. So sometimes some little ouchies have to be worked out in the soul in order for us to then prosper on the outside. And so anyway, girl, I hear you, girl. I hear you. And I also have a funny story about my friend also making me drink my own Kool-Aid, you know? So I've written a book, yeah, right, Loving. And, you know, I talk about teach people how to talk to God, you know, connect with the Father heart of God. And when I was looking for a place to live, my friend goes, I always, always say to people when they're asking things, well, what does God say about that? Or what did you ask Papa? That's always what I annoy my friends. Like they are so sometimes annoyed with me. And yet when I was making a big decision, my friend goes, what did Papa say? You know,
so you're right.
She was making me drink my own Kool-Aid too. And I was like, okay, you know, but I, you know, it was really funny anyway. It was a hilarious story, or a hilarious moment. So I get both of those things where you're coming from on both of those. It's so true. And it's like, it's an adventure with God. And sometimes you're cruising and sometimes you stop and rest and sometimes you're up and down and, you know, and it's okay. Like it's okay. You know, like it's an adventure. It's a journey. You know, if it were a smooth, perfect thing, he would have called it that, but he didn't call it that.
I know. It's such an adventure, but like you said, you know, that he has us. And then too, my word for this year was wellness. Like God is like, focus on your wellness and your well-being, you know, because you're so focused on your business. He's like, well, Shaquille, you're my business. Aww. You know, I care about you.
Yes.
Right. He's like, I care about you. So I want you to be okay. Like, girl, when you gone, this business is going to be here. So like, you better enjoy life. Yeah. You better live it. And people are going to do what they want to do. They're going to be okay. if you're not the yes person or the go-to person. And, you know, that was just something that I just had to learn this year, you know, to just kind of set boundaries and work on, you know, my well-being more. And that can be challenging because, like I said, I do, I want to help and I want to nurture. And I know that's a gift of mine, but at the same time, like, you really have to nurture yourself and make sure you're good too.
Yeah, I had to learn the same thing. Like, how to take care of myself. God would be like, let's have a self-care Saturday. I'm like, what is that? You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
But, you know, and it was just like simple things, but I don't know, things I kind of ignored in order to do other things. So yeah, that's real, girl. I love real talk, girl. So this is such real talk. I love me.
Yeah. Yeah. Because I figure, like, we're women. Women need real talk.
Yes. So do men.
Because yes, they do too. Because otherwise, we all living in a bubble. We living in a fairy tale, not a fairy tale, but we just can't get free. And women got so many stories to tell. And when you share your story, I remember when I was maybe in my late 20s, I was reading a lot of Maya Angelou books.
Okay.
And the one thing that I loved about her was that she's so authentic in her books. It really helped me grow. It was like, well, I'm not that bad after all. Like, oh, someone else is experiencing, right? You're like, oh my gosh, another woman is experiencing this. Like, this is a real woman. Mm-hmm. And again, she's Oprah's mentor. You know what I mean? So, but her, she was just so authentic that it helped me grow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I said, you know what? I want to help women grow. I want to be able to tell them stories like, hey, this is really the truth. You can listen if you want to. But you know what I mean? You don't have to, but I just want to let you know, like, I've been there. Mm-hmm. And you're not alone. You're going to make it through it. Mm-hmm. You know, chin up.
Chin up.
You know, you got this. Yeah, chin up. Get up. I know he broke your heart, but get up. You know, or whatever it is. I know you made this mistake. I know you were the president of this board and you slipped up or whatever it is. Get up.
Mm-hmm.
God's not judging you. Like, don't beat yourself up.
No, do not help the enemy by beating yourself up. It's not going to help.
Yeah. So just being real, having real talk with women, I think is very necessary.
Yeah. Yeah. I do too. That's so amazing. And then I think it's really, I'm just going to pivot here because this is interesting to me, but I think it's so interesting that you were just recently on the show Insecure.
Oh yeah.
Because you're a confidence and presence coach and you were right on a show called Insecure. To me, that's just like a funny little, like, it's just God. He's so fun like that, you know, but tell us a little bit about that. I have a friend, Ashley, I don't know if she's watching right now, but she was pumped to hear you were on the show because she loved it so much. But tell us a little bit about that journey and just like, so fun.
Well, you know what? The first time I saw Issa Rae, which is the creator of Insecure, was in Chicago in 2017. She was at an event and she spoke and she's like, well, if you get into acting, you need to be in LA. Why aren't you guys in LA? You know, of course I didn't move here because she said that, but that was just my first encounter with her. And of course I love the show Insecure. This was their last season. And okay. So, you know, I was doing casting network. I sent my information in. It was a go. I get there, I get dressed, and they call me. The costume designer is like, no, we don't want you for that scene. We don't know if we'll need you today. And I was so upset. Like, I'm like, you know what, God? I'm like, I trust you. Mm-hmm. I did. I was like, I'm not about to get anxious. I'm like, Lord, you got this. I got favor. And so I end up being a server. Okay. It's a party scene. And I was like, okay. Humility, you know, I'm the server at the party. Everybody dressed up, looking cute. They done took me off of this shark outfit that I really liked. And now I'm the server. But it ended up being so epic because I had a scene with the director. I was talking to all the actors. And even like the set, like just to see Issa Rae, you know, as an African-American woman, being the director over 250 employees, I thought it was just beautiful.
Yeah.
I just thought it was such a beautiful moment for me because I've seen women do amazing things, but I've never seen a woman in that space.
Wow.
So it was just very encouraging to me, like, this is possible.
Yeah.
Like, women, you can be any space. And she was so calm. The actors were calm. They were very cool, you know, way different than Chicago. Like, these actors had their cell phones out, like, extras, like, had their cell phones out, just doing what they want to do. I was like, well, this would not be going on in Chicago, like, at all. But it was so good. The food was great. Like, the people that I met, you know, we're still friends. And, you know, funny story is, like, all of the A-list actors, like Issa, Yvonne Orji, Jay Ellis, all of the main actors and actresses, they have the little UGG footies.
Okay.
You know, that they put on, like, once they take off their heels and change their garments, you know, to relax until their scene is up. And I was like, oh my gosh, I got to give me some UGG footies, you know. And so my sister got me some for my birthday, and I thought that was so sweet. So
sweet. I love it, girl. Just prophetically putting on those UGG footies for that, like, you know, girl, where the future comes, and you're that A-list actress. So I love that. That is really, really cool. That's just so kind of God. You know what I mean? That you would have met this woman in Chicago, and now you're on her show, and you're getting to see, like you said, an African-American woman, like, doing something that you might want to do someday. Like, I just love God. He's really, he just knows how to give us sweet gifts, right? And just like,
yeah. And just like, you know, it's possible, like, whatever you want to do, sometimes you have to see it. You know, like my mother, I saw her do anything. So in my mind, I knew I could do anything, because I literally saw her, like, oh, she will do whatever, you know? And then, so just to see Issa in that space, like, you know, this is something that I will want to do, you know, this is, yeah. So it was just really beautiful just to see that. And then too, it changed my mindset about serving.
Okay.
It did, because it showed me that if I create a sitcom or a movie, I can serve humanity by giving them jobs, by giving actors and actresses jobs. Like, if I created something that I could employ people by, that's a way of serving too.
Yeah.
Because she was giving me a job because of her one idea.
Yeah, it's powerful.
So it really had me thinking, like, Shaquila, you can serve humanity without volunteering.
Yes.
You know what I mean, right?
I know what you mean more than you realize that I know what you mean. I've had the same revelation recently. I'm like, oh, I don't have to give away my time for free to serve, because that's part of how I ended up kind of broke. So I'm like, sometimes you have to hit the brick wall. You didn't. It doesn't sound like you're on a show, but me, I hit a brick wall and I was like, oh, that's not how that works. Okay, good to know. I mean,
no, I've hit several big brick walls and had to learn, you know, it's up and down, but like you say, it's with the identity and feeling worthy.
Yeah.
Because, you know, as an entrepreneur, when you're starting something new and innovative, it really takes God to affirm you so that you'll keep going when it doesn't work out as planned.
Yep.
You really gotta really trust God. Like, nope, I'm worthy of this, God. I believe in it, and constantly speak the word, because Walk This Way movement has been around for 7 years. But one thing God told me was just continue focusing on making an impact. You know, the money will come, right? But because if I get the money, then I might stop and get comfortable, like, oh, I'm so good. But no, he's like, continue focusing on impact, continue focusing on serving, continue focusing on building self-esteem and wanting to uplift women and, you know, let them know, hey, you can come from a dark place and you can go to the top.
Amen. Amen.
You can.
And honestly, that's usually the stories you hear. You know, I mean, our favorite stories are those stories. You know, I heard this one girl speak, it was like homeless to Harvard, you know, like she was legit homeless and went to Harvard, you know? And so I think that, like, we're made to overcome, you know, God said we're overcomers in him. And like, so we love hearing stories of people overcoming, you know, and it's what we're made to do. We're made to overcome and, like, get to that next place. So thank you, Shaquila. I know you have your own show that's going live here in about 30 minutes. So I would talk to you for another 5 hours, but You got to go be live with your show. So I know we have to wrap up, but I would love to have you pray for the audience. And then I will let you get back to your business, but also give it, let us know. Cause I know you've got the One Pearl story we didn't get to. I might have to have you on again. You've got your books, like you have so many cool things. So share with us where we can find that stuff. Just in case, I know people are going to love you. And so I just want to give them like a place to go and find more out about you and what you do.
They can go to ShaquillaStewart.com.
Okay. Okay, cool. And I'll put that in the show notes, everyone, so that you can just click the link really simply. But she's got a jewelry line where she helps girls that are in juvenile detention. Is that right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
She's got some really neat books out there and stuff. So I really recommend checking her out because she's quite a woman. So Shaquilla, pray us out and then I will let you get to your show.
Yes. Well, thank you so much for having me. Thank you for asking all the right questions and just making it a safe place for women. And you just keep going. I love you. And I just thank you for this time. And Abba, Father, Abba, Lord God, you are just so amazing, God. And I just thank you so much for ordering our steps, Lord God. You knew that this moment it was going to happen today, God. You knew that Lindsay and I will come together and we will share our stories, God, that will give you glory, God. So I thank you for every woman that's listening today, God. I pray that she has hope today, God. I pray that she has joy, God. I pray that she knows that she's the one pearl of great value that you fought for to give her value, God, that her circumstance can't take it away. Her choices can't take it away, but that when you see her, God, you see love, you see your purpose, you see your glory, God. And I just bless you, God. And I thank you, God, that Lindsay will have a husband, God. And she's going to be excited to share with the audience when it happens. So we love you and we bless you. And we thank you that where we are weak, you are strong. Amen.
Amen. I received that, girl. Bless you. Yes. Oh, so much fun. Guys, thanks for joining us. We love you too. And we'll see you next week. Okay. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Well, 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 wasn't that interesting? We can't wait until next week. Don't forget to grab Crushing Your Inner Critic Masterclass at lindsaymorgan.co and use the promo code LOVE to get 50% off. This was recorded at New Vine Music in Santa Monica, California. We would like to thank Leonardo Antinori for producing this track. To learn more about them or to license original music for your next project, go to newvinemusic.com.